Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now more of the Falcons Flyover.
A complete recap of today's game.
Our Falcons play here.
The Falcons Flyover is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92andthegame.com. Live inside the Kia Studios right now on the Falcon Flyover. I'm your host, Thomas Mott. Got a good tweet right now on 92.9 The Game, the Twitter account. It's asked, and this is the question I'm asking you guys on the air. Can answer it on Twitter as well. Do you want Atlanta to go hard and play all the starters and get as many wins, at least try for as many wins as possible for the rest of the year, or do you want them to tank and get a high draft pick? Vote on the Twitter account right now. Also call in at 404-741-0929. Before I go to phone calls, quick update from ESPN's Adam Schefter on Matt Ryan. This tweet came out a minute ago. Quote, Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, who was in a walking boot after today's loss to the Rams, is scheduled to undergo an MRI on his ankle Monday. But the team does not believe the injury is serious per source. Again, that is a direct quote, a tweet from ESPN's Adam Schefter a minute ago. The team, a source, does not believe Matt Ryan's injury is serious. You can do what you want with that tweet right now. The Falcons are 1-6. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. My man John has been waiting the longest. John, you are the first one to react to today's loss. Lay it on me.
Hello. Look, Matt Ryan do not want to play no more. Matt Ryan is an 11-year pro, and Matt Ryan is good. But yet and still, he messing up because Arthur Blank gave him that big contract. And if Arthur Blank signed, his money's guaranteed. So Matt Ryan is not trying to win.
Hey, listen, John, I appreciate the phone call there. Here's the deal. I know we're going to get a lot of different opinions today on the Falcon Flyover, and that's the point of this show. You guys can call in and react to it. That's fine. Matt Ryan is a hot topic because he's the quarterback of this football team that is 1-6. I understand that. But here's what I saw today as I watched the entire game on my couch. Matt Ryan had zero time to throw the football. This is a common theme here in Atlanta. Now, before you go, oh, Thomas, you're just a Matt Ryan homer. You're just defending Matt Ryan. We're 1-6. I know. I am not Matt Ryan's biggest fan. If you ever listen to my normal show during the week, Ready or Mott, late at night, I have said this. I am not the biggest fan of Matt Ryan. But my eyes don't lie. When you watch the film, when you watch the game, he has no time. What do you expect him to do? Literally, that's the question. When you want to call in and get upset at Matt Ryan for making a ton of money and not being able to pay other players, I get it. He makes a lot of money. He's the sixth highest paid quarterback in the league. I understand that. That takes money away from other positions that we could have addressed in the offseason, like defensive end and secondary. But at the same time, Matt Ryan has no time to throw the football. Zero. Literally zero. Look at Tom Brady in the first Super Bowl they lost to the Giants. You want to know why they lost that Super Bowl to the Giants? Because he got hit constantly in that Super Bowl. No time. So in my mind, I'm taking Tom Brady, you put him in this offense, put Aaron Rodgers, take your pick of the quarterback, put him in this offense right now. He has no time. How are you supposed to get the ball to Julio Jones when you have no time? I'm fine with you guys calling in and being upset at Matt Ryan because he is the quarterback of a 1-6 football team. But if you did watch today's game, which I know most of you guys did, you have to agree that any quarterback in today's offense would have struggled as well because literally there is no time to throw the football. All right, we'll go to Thomas right now, who has a great name and hopefully will agree with me because my name is Thomas as well. Thomas, you're on right now. I love the name. You're not going to blame Matt Ryan for today, right?
No, sir. You're right. Thomas is the best name
it is
that's ever happened. But our problem is the offensive line.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of garbage.
Yep.
Bunch of garbage. You cannot run the ball. You can't run the ball outside, inside, flimsy floppy. It's all the blocking. Our offensive line cannot give him more than 10 seconds or 3 seconds.
It's like 1 second, yeah.
You can't give him 3 seconds to throw the ball. And the man is a beast when it comes to getting the ball down the field. If you give him 5 seconds. But without an offensive line, you have nothing. You have no running. You have no passing. You have nothing. That is our problem. And I'm sorry that all of them need to go.
Hey.
Thomas Dimitroff, James Quinn, all of them. Sorry.
Hey, listen, no. Thomas, I appreciate the phone call there. I appreciate the level-headedness as well, because people on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line are saying, oh, well, Schaub found time when he got a touchdown. Okay, it's also a blowout game. You think the Rams are rushing everybody as hard as they can when it's 30 to 3 at that time when Schaub found time? All right, let's watch next week when Seattle comes into town for all the Matt Ryan haters. Well, let's see what Matt Schaub does. Let's just see. Because Matt Schaub's older than Matt Ryan. You think Matt Ryan's not mobile? Wait till Matt Schaub gets in there. Guys, I understand that Matt Ryan deserves some criticism. Because, yes, he makes $30 million and he has one win. But look around the rest of this team. It's so bad. They cannot run the football, period. I mean, Devontae Freeman can't run the ball. The offensive line makes zero holes. And the defense is the worst in the NFL, it feels like. Now, they're the 31st ranked team going into this week. We'll see what happens after the rest of the game's finished. They might be 32. But when we want to get into this Matt Ryan conversation, which I know is a very hot topic at the station, in this city, around the nation, because quarterbacks are a controversial topic regardless of who it is. But again, you can't tell me that Matt Ryan would be as bad as he was today if he had time to throw the football. I just don't, I don't see it. And you know what's the worst part about the offensive line stinking? Even though we spent 2 first-round draft picks on the right side, and I think eventually that will work itself out, I feel like we're going to have to spend another first-round draft pick next year because Jake Matthews is awful. Like the left side of the offensive line is terrible. I mean, one-on-one, it feels like, I mean, the announcers today on Fox watching the game, there's Jake Matthews, the former Pro Bowler. It's like, felt like it was 10 years ago that Jake Matthews was a Pro Bowler because his play on the field right now is terrible. So you address the O-line in the offseason as they should have, but between injuries and being a rookie, and the fact the left side of the O-line is as bad, you're going to have to draft another offensive lineman or at least sign somebody because, good Lord, it is so, so bad. All right, Isaiah wants to jump in on here. Isaiah, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, see, with one win, the Falcons with one win, I think we should just go for number one or a first-round draft pick.
Okay. Yep.
Or either a quarterback or a lineman because looking at today, Matt Ryan – I don't think he should come back this season. I think he just sit out for the rest of the season. I mean, $30 million to have one win is just horrible. So, I mean, I don't think he should sit out for the rest of the season. I think it's like, I don't really know what to say about it because it's just like such confusion between the O-line and Matt Ryan. It just like creates horrible.
Yeah, no, listen, hey, Isaiah, I appreciate the phone call. I totally agree. It's just bad all the way around. The sitting out Matt Ryan will have to be a conversation for probably tomorrow night on my show and on all the other shows after we wait for the diagnosis. Like, if he's able to come back next week, then I think he plays. But if this is an extensive injury, 5-6 weeks, then at that point, you just shut him down. Because we're at a point where if you're going to keep paying him $30 million as they're going to the next couple of years, there's no point in letting him get beat up in week 14 when you have maybe 2 wins on the season. All right, Nell wants to jump in here. Nell, what's up, man?
Doing, man?
Man,
I'm gonna give you 2 phases real quick.
Okay.
On the first phase, I'm going to be honest with you. I think we need to keep Dan Quinn. He's a great coach.
Whoa.
I don't think he's lost the team as of yet.
Okay.
What I will say for the first phase is I don't think the line is trusting in Matt Ryan anymore. I don't think they got the favor in him anymore. I think we should just go ahead and just play it out. You know, we got to be men about this. We got to be professionals. And you know, they're getting paid to play. We still want to see at least have some type of integrity. If y'all not gonna make the playoffs, you know, still go ahead and play. Play your hardest, man, because next year a lot of people is about to get off that team. From coaches to players, a lot of people is about to get fired. For the second phase on the defense, Man, we do this every year. This is with all the Atlanta teams. We let all our good players go, and we let a lot of good players slip away. You got a lot of people that are willing to come here and make the team better, i.e., I would say Jalen Ramsey. We slipped on him. We could have easily would have got Jalen Ramsey, and he would have took some money. It was a couple more corners and safeties. A lot of people may not agree with me. Even though last year he got us a lot of penalties, I would have never got rid of the other corner that we had over there on the right side, opposite the true front. I would have never got rid of
Oliver.
Him.
Yeah. No. The other one. Yeah.
I think, see what Dan Quinn is trying to do? He's trying to develop a lot of young players. And in this league, this ain't like basketball. This ain't the NBA. In this league, man, you need veteran presence. Deion Jones and Brady Garrett, they can't do it by themselves. And eventually, these guys are going to ask for trades. They're going to want to leave. I understand everybody trying to get to the big game, but nobody wants to go down, even though every year we've always made the playoffs. The last two seasons, it's just been drastic for us. It's time to get some veteran presence, man, on that sideline. Me personally, I'd get rid of Matt. I'd go after Cam Newton. I'm just going to be honest with you. Go after Cam Newton. They need to spend most of their draft picks, most of their money. They should go on that line and the defensive and the safeties and cornerbacks.
Hey, listen,
that's what I think.
Nell, that is there's a lot to unpack there. I appreciate the phone call. Nell started off by saying he does not think that Dan Quinn should be fired, nor does he think Dan Quinn has lost the team. I will agree with half of that. The team's still playing relatively hard. This is not a team that has quit. Like, if you've watched a team in the NFL that has actually quit, this is not this team today. But that does not mean Dan Quinn is not going to be fired. There's no way he survives this season. There's just no way. I don't see it. It might not be tomorrow, but it will be eventually. Okay, a lot of people are really loving what they saw from Matt Schaub's one drive. We'll go to that when we come back. Are we really going to be excited about Matt Schaub's garbage time touchdown? Is that really what we're doing right now? Also, Aaron, Travis, Alexander, you guys are all up next. It's the Falcon Flyover on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
That's it! Game over!
Falcon Flyover is on.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Live inside the Kia Studios right now. It's the Falcon Flyover as we try and make sense of a 37-10 thumping of our Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium today by the LA Rams. Before we get back into the phone calls here, I actually brought a friend in, Jim Nance. You guys know who Jim Nance is, right? The very famous CBS commentator. He calls the Masters. He's going to come in and do a little highlight right here. Go ahead and roll the music. Come on in, Jim. Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance. Welcome into the Falcon Flyover, where we talk about the Falcons getting destroyed on defense, and yet the callers want to blame it all on Matt Ryan. Truly a tradition like any other. So now, we'll go back to Thomas Mott, who's going to try and make sense of callers thinking Matt Schaub is better than Matt Ryan. Back to you, Thomas. Thanks, Jim. Listen, I appreciate it. I don't understand. Matt Schaub threw a touchdown in garbage time. And we're saying that Matt Ryan is to blame for today's... That Matt Schaub should be the... Are you guys crazy? Oh, my goodness. All right, let's take a phone caller. Please let this person who's going to come up... Alexander, don't let me down here. Thank you to Jim Nance for coming in, by the way. Alexander, don't let me down. Please explain to all the other callers that Matt Ryan was not the problem today. Go ahead.
First, I appreciate the time, Thomas, man. And no, Matt Ryan's not the problem.
Thank you.
But you got to look at it as a whole. I don't even think the Falcons have the talent to really be that bad, because talent-wise, overall, we are lacking. And I think that's what we're shaded by. We see Julio, we see Matt Ryan, we see those guys. But overall, we're not as talented as those other teams. So I don't even think you have to tank to maybe win another 3 to 4 games a season and get a higher draft pick. But Arthur Blank is going to have to decide, where are you going to go from here? Where is your direction of your team? You signed Julio long-term. You signed Matt Ryan long-term. Those are veteran NFL players. You're going to have to get a coach in here to play to your strength, and that's your offense. And he still hasn't done that. So if I'm Arthur Blank in the offseason, you have to hit the reset button, but you got to go into the entire philosophy change. because you've overpaid for guys that haven't produced and drafted. 60-65% of them have been underperformed, and they've been bust. So if you're off and blank, if you're going to keep Matt Ryan, okay. You're going to keep Julio, okay. But now you're centering your team around aging players, and you got to have a coach that can be able to be strong enough to do that. So if I'm Arthur, you got to find that in the offseason. Suggestions, I don't know. The gentleman out of Central Florida, I think Heupel, he can maybe come in with a veteran quarterback and be successful. Outside of that, don't go defense. That's not your strength. Go offense. I want the career of Matt Ryan if you want to do that, and even be able to replace pieces as he gets older that can come in and complement them as they leave. But Arthur Blank has a lot of soul searching to do. He has a lot of decisions to have to make. Dan Quinn leaving is one of them. And we don't have the strength to be as bad as we are, because we don't have the talent to compete.
Hey, listen. I think we lost Alexander there, but I think we got the gist of his point. He's right. Mr. Arthur Blank has a lot of work ahead of him. I would disagree and say it's an offensive league. And he said the same thing, like get an offensive-minded head coach. I agree with that. But that means I think the defensive coordinator of the 2020 Falcons needs to be an ex-head coach. An ex-head coach who can come in and take care of the entire defense. That way, the new head coach who comes in can only worry about the offense. Because I say it's not Matt Ryan's fault, and I 100% agree with that. That doesn't mean the offense doesn't have a ton of issues right now. The play calling is really bad. They can't run the football. They can't protect Matt Ryan. And I'll be honest, now again, this is because Matt Ryan has no time, but the receivers have not been that great. And I think we aren't scheming enough for Hooper, enough for Ridley, and so on and so forth. But the defense has got to be the biggest focus this offseason. You get the defensive-minded defensive coordinator, obviously, but maybe a former head coach who is defensive-minded as the DC. And then you go all free agency and all draft in defensive line, in secondary, and then maybe one or two offensive linemen, maybe a new running back. There's a lot of needs. That's the whole problem right now. A lot of needs right now with the Atlanta Falcons. All right, let's go to Aaron's been waiting the longest. Next, Aaron, you are on. Let me ask you this. First overall draft pick of the Falcons in 2020, what position group would you go after?
They need to go after some offensive guards, Thomas. And this is the problem with the Falcons. Every time you hire a coach, every coordinator can't make that giant step from coordinator to coach. Now, maybe the wrong coach left Atlanta. Maybe Shanahan should have stayed, and Quinn should have left. Look at Shanahan's success he's having.
No, hey, I would love Kyle Shanahan. I really would. We're not going to get him. So who's the next Kyle Shanahan is what you have to ask yourself, and I'm not sure who exactly that is right now. Do you have anyone in mind?
Well, see, before they hired Dan Quinn, I was hoping that they would try to get Urban Meyer when he left Florida and when he went to Ohio State and when he, I think he would be a nice head coach to build your team. Also, when Ryan, I'm not blaming Matt. You make as much money as you can in this United States of
That's
America.
True.
But he should have did it like Tom Brady. Let some of the money go to help get him, to protect him. And then another thing about Atlanta I don't like right now, you got too many Matts and too many Dans. We need to have some Bills and some Joes. And I'm still a fan, but I'm a Grady baby from Atlanta, so I still love my Falcons. But those are the things they need to work on. Now, I think, really, Shanahan should really be getting this success for the last couple of years when they were successful. Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, hey, no worries, Aaron. I appreciate the phone call there. Okay, there's a lot of people who I would argue are too scared to call in because they know that they're wrong. They're on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line right now, all saying that Matt Schaub is better. Someone just texted in. This is a real text. Schaub is better. Listen to the fan base. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and debunk before I take the next caller. I'm going to debunk the Matt Ryan $30 million is the reason we are losing theory that is out there. I'm going to debunk it right now, okay? Two hands on the steering wheel. Buckle up because we're going to do it right now in about 3 minutes. Let's just say Matt Ryan had took less money. All right, let's just assume that he did for the team. All right, just because Tom Brady, like the only quarterback who actually does this, even though he's not doing it this year. But let's just go with y'all's theory, the people who want Schaub and the people who are mad at Matt Ryan, that Matt should have taken less money. Okay. So let's just say Matt Ryan, who's making $30 million a year, let's say we cut that down to $20 million a year. So $10 million off, because anything less than that, he would not have taken. All right, let's say $15 to $20 million range. So you have $10 million that you are no longer spending on Matt Ryan that you can now, quote-unquote, fix the team with. You're telling me With the $10 million you have, you could get a much better corner, a much better defensive line, and a much better offensive line with $10 million. Are you guys crazy? Like, think about this. Would $10 million off Matt Ryan's salary, assuming we keep Matt Ryan, would $10 million off Matt Ryan's salary be enough money this year in the offseason to have fixed the running game, fixed the offensive line, fixed the secondary, fixed the defensive line? You have four position groups that are atrocious right now. Four. Corner, D-line, running back, O-line. You're telling me that you could have fixed all four of those positions with $10 million? Because, yeah, sure, let's just say you had enough money and you traded for Jalen Ramsey and re-signed him. So you fix one half of the field at corner. Okay, still not getting any pressure. Did we get any sacks today? No, zero. You're still not protecting Matt Ryan, and you're still not running the football. So you're telling me that $10 million off of Matt Ryan's salary would be the end-all, be-all fix? I don't see it. It doesn't make any sense. Because, again, you cannot fix the four massive, glaring holes in the Atlanta Falcons with $10 million. That's like one good player on defense. Vic Beasley makes 12 and a half. Now, maybe you should get rid of Vic Beasley, right? Vic Beasley's money frees up. Then you can double that if you take Matt Ryan's down a little bit. But just this whole idea that the only reason the Falcons are bad is because you spent all your money on Matt Ryan is ridiculous. Unless you had a rookie quarterback this year who is making like $500,000, and then you had $30 million to fix the team, you can fix the team with $30 million. There's a lot of good players for $30 million. But if you're going to keep Matt Ryan and he should have just taken less money, then what? You take $10 million off his contract and solve the four biggest holes for the Falcons? Not possible. I'm just telling you right now, it's impossible to fix it with $10 million. All right, Travis is next up here on the Falcon Flyover. Travis, where do we go from here? Are you all for getting as high of a draft pick as possible, or do you want to try and win some pride points the next couple of games?
Pride points for what?
Good. That's a good question.
No point. I mean, well, first of all, shout out my Facebook group, Atlanta Talk Sports. So I know we're going to do a lot of discussion in there tonight, as we're doing right now. But at that game, you got to look at it. I got to put blame on Ryan. I mean, you got a $30 million quarterback. He's supposed to hide some of the defaults that we have. I mean, you're paying him $30 million. Brady is without his two best offensive linemen, and he's still getting it done. Russell Wilson, everybody talking about how bad his offensive line is. He's still getting it done. Aaron Rodgers, no Devontae Adams. He just put up six touchdowns today. So we got to start looking towards, okay, the future. I mean, Ryan is not getting any younger. Coach Catchphrase, as I call him, is not putting forth the effort, it seems like. All he does is come out and say he's pissed, he's frustrated. What else are you? Are you going to get upset and show me some emotion? Because you set the tone for the rest of the team. And if they seeing you walk around not really showing any kind of emotion, they're not going to either. They're on the sideline laughing. I mean, Freeman was showing on TV today laughing. And we sit here 1-6. There's got to be some accountability for this team. And it seems like nobody is willing to hold anybody accountable.
It definitely seems that way, and I appreciate the phone call there, Travis. He makes a couple of good points, but again, I'm at a loss for words right now. We blame Matt Ryan because he makes $30 million. Like in people's mind right now, they go, Matt Ryan makes $30 million. That means he should automatically win. We're saying that Brady doesn't get, you know, Brady wins the game with a bad O-line. Russell Wilson wins the game with a bad O-line. Russell Wilson is getting hit dramatically less than Matt Ryan is. Dramatically less. Brady, too. Sure, he's missing people, but the people filling in are doing their job and not letting Brady get hit. I'm telling you guys, it was not Matt Ryan's fault today. I mean, good Lord, he's getting beat up out there. He got hurt. He gets injured. He gets knocked down because he gets hit so many times. Good football teams do not let their quarterbacks get hit. And that, of course, is what the Patriots do, the Packers do, and the Seahawks do. All right, more phone calls. Jake, Sheila, George, they're all up next. Falcon Flyover on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Win on three, 1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Taking a look back at today's game with Falcons Flyover.
Our Falcons.
play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. This is the Falcon Flyover until 7:30 here inside the Kia Studios. I'm your host, Thomas Mott. Dylan Matthews in producing with me, as always, at 92.9 The Game. To follow the station on Twitter, at Real Thomas Mott, to give me a follow as well. As I feel like I have been backed into a corner with a bunch of ravenous animals trying to get me to admit that Matt Ryan is the problem, and all I have is a little stick to kind of beat people back. Get back, get back. Like, what are we doing? Good Lord, I thought we'd talk about Dan Quinn and the defense today, not Matt Ryan being the problem right now. Someone on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line says, Ryan just falls when touched. Schaub will win next week. Bet that. Okay, I'm going to make a bet with all of Atlanta right now. On the air, so clip this. This is official. If Matt Schaub starts a quarterback next week, which he probably will. If Matt Schaub beats Seattle next week, right now, clip this. If Matt Schaub beats the Seattle Seahawks next week, I will go on NFL.com and put $120 of my hard-earned money in a Matt Schaub jersey, and I'll wear it every day for a week. I'll waste $120 on a backup quarterback jersey and wear it for a week if Matt Schaub beats Russell Wilson and the, 5-1 Seattle Seahawks next week? I think they're winning right now. Okay, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, all right? There's no way that Matt Schaub is going to fix what is happening right now with the Atlanta Falcons. There's no way on this earth. I'll put $120 down on a backup quarterback jersey that I'll never wear ever again just to prove that I am correct, that Matt Ryan has not been the issue. Back out to the phone lines, though. Sheila's been waiting a very, very long time. Thank you for waiting, Sheila. You are on. Help me right now figure out the Falcons.
Hello, how are you doing today?
You know, it's been an interesting day, but I'm glad to be talking to you right now. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I've just been holding on for quite some time because I just wanted to voice my opinion on today's game.
Go ahead.
And I look at it like this. I'm going to piggyback on what you said. Matt Schaub is not our answer. We need another backup quarterback. He is horrible. He was with the Falcons a while back. They let him go. They brought him back. I don't know why. Maybe it was a money type of issue. But needless to say, I can say this for our whole team this season. They hadn't played with a sense of urgency, and Matt Ryan is not the fault on this. He has no time in the pocket. Today, I mean, you saw that today. That was just horrible. He didn't even have time to do anything. He was on his back more than anything. So I don't feel that he got hurt, and I hope that, you know, he probably just needs to go ahead and just chill out the rest of the season. I mean, we need somebody else besides Matt Schaub. And then also Dan Quinn, I don't think we need to get rid of him right now because they already kind of like discombobulated. They don't know which way to go. I mean, no running game. Nothing is going on with the whole team. Every Monday morning, everybody comes to me because, you know, I am the Falcon guru at work. They want to know, Sheila, what happened to the Falcons? I said they lost. What else can you say? But all I can say at this point, you know, we're 1-6. I mean, there's 9 more games left. This has got to do what they got to do to make the rest of the season. I mean, we're not going to make it to the playoffs. We haven't even played our division rivalry yet. I mean, it just looked bad. And the overall thing is the actual coaching. They're not holding nobody accountable. Nobody. And then another thing, they're very predictable. I can sit here and tell you what play they're going to run. That's just how predictable they are.
Hey, listen, Sheila, I agree 100% with literally everything that you said. You nailed it. And the worst thing that I think you said that made me kind of sigh a little bit, we got to go through 9 more Falcon games of them getting killed like this. Man, it's tough to watch,
yes,
Sheila.
I
it's
mean,
tough
we
to
got
watch.
9.
I know.
And like one of my, I'm a Falcon guru. I've been a Falcon fan since 1978.
Yeah.
Okay. So my thing is that I have people calling out to me, Sheila, why do you go through this every weekend with the Falcons? I said, because I am a diehard Falcon fan. We just got to get better. We don't have that eye like we had in 2016. Our defense wasn't that good in 2016, but we made it. And I still think it was a hard swallow to peel. I mean, the pill that we swallowed when we lost against the Patriots. They still holding on today. They can't tell me they're not. So when we get back there, we just got to make a lot of changes as far as with the coaching. I don't think he should have 2 coaching job, being a head coach and a defensive coordinator. We need to bring somebody else in. And then our offensive coordinator, he's not good. So I don't know why they went. I mean, Tampa fired him. Why would we hire him back? I don't get it. So I'm just frustrated.
I know. And that's the point of this show, for you to call in and voice your frustrations. Listen, thank you, Sheila, for the phone call. Hopefully next week, when everyone's favorite quarterback, Matt Schaub, is in and saves the day, it'll actually make our days better. You know, it's obviously sarcasm because of how many people are already hating on Matt Ryan. People, like, we're not even talking about Dan Quinn. And now Sheila did mention it, but the majority of callers and texters right now aren't even mentioning the atrocious defense that gave up over 30 points again. 37 points this defense allowed. Jared Goff has struggled all year. All year. And yet, 37 points. Here's the whole problem right now with the Atlanta Falcons. Because, see, people are also texting in saying that the Falcons should have, traded for Ramsey and fixed things like that. And this goes back to the pay Matt Ryan less to get players. It's a bad team. And when you actually look at the entirety of this football team, not a lot of talent. Really, not a lot of talent. There are a lot of holes right now with the Atlanta Falcons. We all know this. Obviously, Dan Quinn's not going to survive the season. Dan Quinn could win next week by 30 with Matt Schaub. Still not going to survive the season. It's not going to happen. Dan Quinn gone. I think Dimitrov goes with him. They're a package pair. Now, it might not be next week, but it's going to be, eventually. Then you have to go out in your coaching search and nail it. This is going to be the most important offseason probably in the history of the Atlanta Falcons. Because you do have money in Ryan and Julio, and you do have talent in some areas. Calvin Ridley, the right side of the offensive line went healthy. There is some little pieces here and there that you can build upon. But you have an offseason. We're staring down the barrel of an offseason where you have to nail the head coach, nail the offensive coordinator, nail the defensive coordinator, nail the GM, nail the offensive line, nail the defensive line, nail the secondary, and nail the running game. That's a big ask. They got a lot of work to do, and it doesn't start next week. I think it starts once the season ends, and you try and figure out who is going to be the head coach of this football team. All right, another phone call here on the Falcon Flyover. George's been waiting a long time as well. George, you are on. Your reaction to 2-2 today was what?
This is Falcon Flyover, Falcon Search and Rescue. But Thomas, there's one thing that you can normally look at on a stat sheet while you were looking at the game, and it will tell you exactly what happened. Time of possession. If I'm correct, the Rams almost had three to one control of time of possession of the football in that game.
Yep.
That means that your offensive line is getting whooped to where that the offensive three and out, and your defensive line is getting whooped to where that that other team is just staying on the field and just marking the ball down, or you're running the clock out and dominating you. And that is not a Matt Ryan problem. That is a Thomas Dimitrov problem and a coaching and a scouting department problem. And as long as your namesake is over that part of the Falcons, I mean, hey, what else can you expect? But Thomas, you should not get frustrated by the phone callers you're having. You want to know why?
Why?
Because these phone callers, instead of the Falcon players, almost play on the field, almost match the intellect of the Falcon fans who are calling you over and over and over again, blaming Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan is probably the best thing that ever happened to the Falcon franchise.
Hey, listen, George, I appreciate it, and I would agree. He will go down as the best quarterback in Falcon history. I know he's towards the end of the career, but I just think if he had any sort of time, he would be doing just fine this year. We're out of time right now for this segment. Quick break. Back in about 6 minutes, Brandon, Reggie, Chris, the rest of the people lining up here, we are going to continue the conversation on the other side of this break. Falcon Flyover on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Right now, clip this. If Matt Schaub beats the Seattle Seahawks next week, I will go on NFL.com and put $120 of my hard-earned money in a Matt Schaub jersey, and I'll wear it every day for a week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.